Well, folks, we are here to open up this week's inbox, and we love it when we can bring one of our focus counselors down to address one of your questions. And today we have Glenn Lutyens. Hey, Glenn.
Thank you. Good to be with you today.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
So thanks so much. A good question here that I think kind of, you know, Glenn and I were just talking about, wow, you know, sometimes people write into us and it's almost like they're trying to figure out a number of different things,
right,
and kind of even wondering maybe what they're asking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you felt frustrated, yep, or kind of lost, this question's going to probably hit home for you on a different level, a couple different levels. So here we go. Our listener says, I just finished my sophomore year of college and I've moved to Oregon with my dad. I've been stressed with finding a job for the summer and I think I've gained some kind of depression. I'm also wrestling with the desire to find a young woman and get married. I know that once this trial is over, I'll be a better man of God, but I'm overwhelmed with worry and stress. Do you have any advice for me about how to get through this time, not bitter or resentful? Of typical millennial, I think, here, Glenn.
There we go. Well, and I think there are a lot of different threads that come together in,
yep,
the question. I mean, kind of what struck me first was the variety of transitional, mm-hmm, steps that the person is in. They've just made a move, maybe from another part of the country. They're in the middle of their college education. They're hoping to find a spouse, and they're trying to find employment. So there's a lot that's going on. And it may actually be that those transitional challenges are creating some of the stress and worry.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of us are more prone to worry and stress. Some of us, it tends to just be kind of in our DNA that's where we tend to go a little bit more with, you know, what happens if whatever, and then, you know, we can each fill in the blank as far as what happens. I do think that a lot of times, probably, and maybe this is a little bit too high, but probably about 99% of our worry and stress tends to be energy that really doesn't come to fruition at all. It just tends to be a lot of wasted energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge becomes, I think, how do we hone in on where we can really focus our concern, because it is important. We do have steps we need to take in life and areas that we can focus in on at various transitional times. But a lot of that extra worry and stress, I think we just have to challenge ourselves with the fact that it's probably going to be wasted energy in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what, I mean, like you said, I mean, and I do want to encourage our listener by saying, you know, you're not some kind of crazy anomaly. I mean, like I said, this is probably, this is typical of some questions that we get, especially from college students, because it's a frustrating time and a fearful time for many, when you kind of wonder, I have so many directions of things that I'm trying to spin plates in and feel frustrated in that. So what, Glenn, what would you say recommend as a first step, maybe for this guy as he looks ahead and is trying to wrestle with all the things? I mean, are there any priorities of where he should focus this energy or how he can figure that out?
Well, it sounds like one thing right now that's important for him is to be able to put the time and energy into finding work.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some extra pressure that's coming to bear. I don't know if that's in reference to his father maybe putting some pressure on, just feeling like I have to find employment.
Mm-hmm.
In one sense, all we can do is what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's being diligent and trying to find work, if he's really making the effort, then I think he has to allow that to happen. We live in an economy right now that's a bit of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's able to really make the effort, I think he has to let that be okay.
Yeah.
Because some of that is just going to be built in performance pressure. Oh, no, well, people think I'm lazy if I can't find work. What I sometimes encourage people to do is, even if they're not able to find employment, if you know they're doing their best, they're being diligent, sometimes what can be helpful is to find something to volunteer your time at.
Mm-hmm.
It can keep you in that healthy work habit. And I'm not saying work 40 hours a week volunteer, but it could be where you do 20 hours a week and then the remainder of the time you're spending looking for work. So it's kind of a helpful way of keeping engaged. And I think a lot of time employers look at a person who does volunteer work in a very positive light.
Yeah, that's good. I also want to encourage you to not neglect, one, your time in God's Word or your time with other believers, to get into a local church. I mean, I know you're newly moved, but to also make that a priority, because I think a lot of times we can say, oh, well, I'll get into that when I have time, when I've gotten all the rest of my life in order. And really, fellow believers and God's Word directly can be a huge encouragement to you at this time. So thanks so much, Glenn, for your response.
You're welcome.
To that.
It's good to be with you.
All right, folks. We know that you have questions that you want to ask because we get them every day. So write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. Hopefully you are enjoying your summer. summer. We certainly are here at the Boundless Show. Even though our state has been on fire, please continue to be in prayer for us regarding that. And do come visit us. I want to give a shout out to two Boundless fans who are here today, LJ and her husband, visiting from Dallas. So a fun story that they've had. We've been getting to know them a little bit. So we love it when you guys stop by. We've already had probably like 6 or 7 of you, even now in the last few weeks. So yay! We love our Boundless friends. That is it for this week's show. Tune in next week as we address more topics related to you. And we will certainly love doing that. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.